Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crosby to the front for Malkin. Save me. Rebound scores! Number 500 for Evgeny Malkin.
What a career for Evgeny Malkin. Two-time Art Ross Trophy winner. Conn Smythe Trophy winner. Three-time Cup winner. One-time Hart Trophy winner. Surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. Josh Yowie reports yesterday this will be his last with the Penguins, but might not necessarily be his last in the NHL. If he isn't going to retire, if he isn't going to go to Mother Russia, and he is going to play beyond this season in North America, then the Penguins absolutely should trade him at the deadline. What do you think? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll talk to our guy Jeff Hathorn about this and a bunch of different topics coming up in about 10 minutes. People are blowing up the text line, saying that Evgeny Malkin's got a no-trade clause and thus he's going to turn down any opportunity to be moved to a contender at the deadline. I totally disagree with that. Now, he does have a no-trade clause, but if the Penguins have made it clear this offseason, like Yowie's reporting, that this will be his final year in a Penguins sweater, that's going to hurt his feelings a little bit. We've talked to Tyler Kennedy about this. I've talked to Doran Dickerson about this. If you get asked to move a no-trade clause, usually you just waive it because you feel so disrespected that you're not going to want to be here anymore. And in the case of Malkin, I think if you're Dubas, you extend the olive branch and you say, hey, man, are you amenable to moving your no-trade clause and going and taking one last run at winning a championship here? Like, I wouldn't do it in a disrespectful way. I would say, hey, Gina, what are you thinking? As he approached the deadline, Malkin, do you want to go play for a winner? And if he says no, then obviously you can't trade him, but I would ask the question, and the answer may well be yes if he's playing beyond this year in the United States or in Canada. 412-928-9370. David Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, big-time NHL insider, says that the Penguins are also entertaining offers on Carlson, Raquel, and Rust. While all these teams in the Eastern Conference are trying to jockey for playoff positioning and trying to improve upon their rosters, Pagnotta and others like Jeff Merrick and Elliot Friedman have reported the Penguins are one of the only clear sellers in the NHL this offseason. I'm fine with them trading any of those guys because the prize is Gavin McKenna, who might be the next one. I'm not saying he'll be Connor McDavid. I'm not saying he'll be Sidney Crosby, but this is a potentially franchise-altering talent. And why have one foot in the contending side of the fence and another on the tanking side of the fence? When you've got a guy like that waiting for you potentially with the number one overall pick, do everything you can to position yourself to win that lottery and get that guy. Carlson should go. You're probably not getting anything in return, but the hope is that they'll take the salary. Raquel, I think, could net you a lot. I'd have moved him at the deadline. Guy's a darn near 40-goal scorer. Those dudes don't grow on trees. He's been a hell of a pickup. And Brian Rust, look, I don't want to say goodbye to Rust. I wouldn't want to say goodbye to Malkin for what these guys have meant to the franchise, and you got big game Brian Rust, but guys like that, guys who have playoff experience, big-time playoff experience, have won. They're going to net you a lot at the deadline. Just look at what Brad Marchand got in return and what he's given these Florida Panthers. 51 points in 71 games. Or, yeah, did I get that right? Yeah, 51 points in 71 games for Brad Marchand. Evgeny Malkin, 50 points in 68 games. And Brad Marchand, while he's a great player, his resume ain't anywhere near what Malkin's is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.